This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
It's kind of a problem. We don't have any inside linebackers.
That's true. Stick old Will Albright on him.
Oh, man. Kicking off hour number two.
Did you just order the Code Red? Jeez, man.
No, just debated it. We couldn't find anybody to do it.
Mm.
We don't have anybody tough enough.
I guess Mike Eckler would have to do it, honestly. Psycho Mike.
It's not a bad idea.
Be okay with it. Michael.
Let's see. Who's on the phone lines? We got Matt up next. What's up, Matt? You're on Three and Out. Ready for some baseball?
I'm ready, son. I'm glad we got this rain, fellas. Just like old Caden Salter, I'm also a grass man, and I needed it pretty bad. Grass is as brown as can be.
Mm. Oh, man.
Not anymore.
Y'all think he's hanging around?
Nope.
Yeah, Nate said during the break he's apparently already on probation with the student council.
He might get suspended from school.
There was also just a rumor that what he told the coaching staff as they were waiting to find out what had actually happened did not line up with the police report.
Oh, that's real smart. Just go ahead and lie to your coaches.
Did they ever officially come out and say who the person was that actually fought the kid who had the drugs or whatever, who actually instigated the
first one? I don't know.
Two players left. It was Isaac Washington and Martavius French.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say maybe those two.
Yeah. Well, I don't. It sucks, man. He get pulled over four grams. I mean, I don't know anything about weight with drugs, but that doesn't seem like a whole lot. I mean, was that enough to pack a bowl or something?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a lot. What did they
even pull him over for? I mean, was there a
call? Matt, what they did was, this happened, I believe, around 3 a.m. He is driving his car. They don't have tail lights. The license plate is restricted to where the cop can't. I think he probably couldn't see which county the tags were from. So that was the probable cause. Then once – did they actually throw the weed out, or were they trying – like that's – I'm still not 100% sure on if he actually threw it out. I know they were attempting to throw it out. But Salter told McNeil to throw it out, and then once the cop – pulled him over, found out Caden doesn't have, like, his license is suspended, or he doesn't have a license. And it was just like one thing stacked on top of another, just made things worse.
Yeah, but it all sounds like the natural, like, it sounds like something I would do if I got pulled over with weed. Like, if I'm in a car with a buddy and I'm 22 years old, like, yeah, throw it out. I mean, like, everything just lines up, like, four grams, enough for a bowl, and get pulled over with a license plate that's crooked or whatever the hell it is. This doesn't seem like that big of an issue to me, really.
I don't like
it's not. It's just that he was already on probation.
Yeah, it's not the standalone incident. Stuff. It's that it's stacked on top of, you know, another. I mean, he just got reinstated like a month ago.
I'd give another chance, fellas.
I'm not saying it might not be up to the coaches,
would
though.
You
it might
him,
be up to the, yeah. the student council.
Yeah, maybe
Matt,
he's
if he was your player and he will say, again, I haven't proven this is true, but let's just say he lied to his coaches about what actually happened and he's already on thin ice. Would you give him another chance then?
The first thing that happened with him is the more, you know, if he was in the room but he was kind of just watching the whole thing go down but was trying to get people to, I don't know, if he was trying to get people to stop, I mean, but if he was just there, didn't try to stop them from beating this kid down to get his drugs and or he was involved, yeah, for sure, I wouldn't let him have a chance. But, I mean, if he's, you know, again, I just try to go back sometimes on these things. If I get busted, yeah, I'm probably going to try to lie a little bit to get out of it, man. You know,
to the cops, though, not to
the
coaches,
dude,
right?
Yeah, lie to anybody. They try to get in trouble. I mean, after the fact, I guess he gets, you know, I don't know, man. It's just a weird, it sucks that he comes back and then he gets pulled over for having four grand. That's what kind of just aggravates me. It's like, it's not really, I know he's on probation, but this doesn't really seem like something that should get him kicked off. Even though he's on probation, you can go to 15 other states right now and he doesn't get in trouble for this. You know what I mean? He's just kind of a product of, you know, it is illegal, I guess, technically, but it's not that big of an issue.
No, it's not. It's just, I mean,
it compounds with his other one. That's
yeah.
The thing. That's
and
amazing.
It is, you know, it's the rules.
Like, I mean, they basically told him, you do anything else, buddy, you're going to be gone. And then he does this.
And lied about it to him on top of that.
So apparently they didn't throw it out. But
no, he admitted to it post Miranda, and he had a tinted cover over his license plate, according to the 10 News article.
When I was a freshman, I had made a trip over to Tennessee Tech, and we actually, my friend had tinted windows. Part of his license plate was covered over, and they got us for not coming to a complete stop at a stop sign. And they made us get out. They searched us. We didn't have anything in the vehicle, fortunately. But, I mean, like, the cop, I say that, like, we weren't doing anything wrong. But the cop thought I had swallowed, like, drugs.
What?
Yeah. He's like, what's in your mouth? He made me get out. And, like, he was literally, like, moving my tongue around and, like, making sure
Why
I didn't have anything.
That?
He's a piece of bleep.
I'm sure Davey was very polite to the officer.
Really Were you really high, David?
I was not. I had been drinking, and I was 19 at the time, but I lied my way through that, and I got out. So.
You lied to the police?
Yeah.
Guys, I got thrown in the drunk tank one time on my 21st birthday.
Well.
It's the only time I've been in jail was thrown in the drunk tank for fighting, like blackout drunk. Like, that is a real thing, and I weighed about 130 pounds and just was swinging it like anything, and a cop hog-tied me. We were talking about this the other day. Like, there was a video. I mean, it was, my friends were telling me it was kind of the funniest yet saddest thing ever, you know. But anyways, I woke up in the drunk tank, and if you're ever in the drunk tank, there's one crapper right in the middle of the tank. And I just remember opening my eyes at like 6 a.m. and there's some old guy sitting on the toilet, like with 30 other dudes in a room. Pretty low point in my life. Ain't gonna lie.
Oh, I'm learning so much about Matt today.
Mm-hmm. But, let's switch over to some baseball, guys. Let me ask you something. All I keep hearing is this LSU job is the number one job in the country. Oh, God, it's the best job. Is it?
It can be. I mean,
it's definitely top five. Like,
if you're talking facilities, fan base, money to throw it, coaches, even though I don't know how real the money
but it
is
would
at
be,
this point.
I'll tell you why I'm asking, because to me it's the dumb decision for a coach to make. That's like, it's like saying Alabama's the number one job in the country. Yeah, it probably is, but you're following Nick Saban.
Mm-hmm.
That's the dumbest place to go be a coach right now. I mean, like, you wouldn't want to go. Let's say Hoopla's tearing it up, and in 3 years Saban retires and they come calling for Hoopla. Well, he goes down there and he has a 9-win season. They're going to fire him in 2 years.
LSU Saban was two coaches ago. The guy they just lost was the guy after their Saban. So the guy before that won like five natties or something. This guy only won one, and they're kind of ready to see him go. They've kind of forced him out. I mean, only one national championship. That's the caliber of job you're talking about. So it's a little different than following the legend.
Yeah, but the expectation down there is still going to be just
sure
way high, which is fine. I mean, I think I don't know. I just, if I'm a coach and I'm sitting there in the position that he's at, he's got everything he needs. If our administration's smart, you know, if they're going to give him everything he wants, he's got everything he needs right here. He's got a loyal fan base. We're kind of in the same situation that Oregon was in football like 15 years ago. Like, Oregon football used to just be non-existent. And they had all that Nike cash up there, and then Oregon football just became relevant in the Pac-10. You know, it's just like they became a dominant powerhouse, and people just loved football. And right, that's, I kind of see that where we're at in baseball. Like, you're sitting on a stick of dynamite. It's just who's going to light it? And Vitello's, you know, lit the stick. It's just a matter of if they're going to pay the money, because the fans, you could spend the money, which is not the issue. the money should not be the problem. If they got to pony up $2 million, keep that guy. They need to pay it. I mean, this is the first real test of our athletic director, if you ask me. They let this guy go. That's a big red flag, isn't it, guys?
It's a very bad day if that were to happen. Now,
I have to disagree with it's his first real test. He had to hire a football coach.
Yeah, we don't know how this one's going to work out, though.
Yeah, jury's out. Yeah.
It could be a hell of a hire. I don't know. Football, I look at differently because it's just, baby, me and you kind of think the same on football, dude. Maybe I've been beat down so bad, my expectations are just, I think I just don't care.
Mm. No,
I don't think we, I don't care. I mean, it's like they're going to have to win to get me back, I guess. But I would feel stupid this year trying to throw an expectation out there. Like I used to say, my argument when football would be, this guy's got to win. He has to win 7 games this year with that talent and with that schedule, minimum 7 games. Mm-hmm. But now if you say that, Lord, everybody in state run and all these homers beat you down. And so I'm just like, all right, fine, man. I'm going to sit back and watch them lose. Hell.
Yeah. You know? I will say I also just want to see competent coaching, which, I mean, that's how low my bar is now. I don't necessarily have a win number on it. I just need to see that you can actually coach the game of football, which Jeremy Pruitt did not know how to do.
No.
So.
God, why do I get pissed off when we talk about football?
What else is there to do?
I mean, it's been god-awful.
Yeah. There's not much good in it right now.
How are we going to handle it if we do start winning? What if this guy comes out and wins 10 games this year?
We will celebrate dancing in the streets.
I'll already be in the bunker preparing for the apocalypse.
I'll get out of here. I'm starting to kind of regret my bet I made with the Houston on this 50-pointer deal. Thinking about that the other day.
You coming back around a little bit, huh?
I don't know. Can we refigure this bet a little bit maybe here in the future?
No.
Before season starts? No.
Wait,
I thought it was a Power 5.
It's just 50 points against an FBS team.
It was 50 points in a game that's on the schedule.
Mm-mm.
Huh?
Like the Chattanooga or whoever doesn't count.
The Chattanooga game doesn't count?
Right.
That's the only one?
It has to be Pitt or
Bowling Green or South Alabama?
I thought so.
There you go. Work it for me, Nate. Work it for me.
Okay.
Now, there was some qualifier. It wasn't every game on the schedule.
I think it might have been
the FCS
minus,
game didn't count.
Yeah, I think that's right.
All right.
We're not going to go to Ruth's Chris, Matt. I promise.
Tell your sister-in-law, said, hey,
is it for lunch?
Yeah, maybe do a lunch instead of a dinner.
You should have got a marriage update, Debbie. How's the marriage going? It's a little rocky. All right, keep me posted.
Keep me posted.
Jeez.
I thought Matt had a pretty good point. I was talking with the guys on the drive about this. Like, if he goes to LSU, let's say they give him $2.4 million.
Yeah.
If he's not like in the College World Series by year 4 or 5, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like he's it's done.
Year 3, probably.
Yeah. If we give him, if he stays, and let's say he gets 1.8.
You going to be happy if we're not in the College World Series for the next 6 years?
No, I'm not going to be happy, but I just feel like his longevity, he's going to have a longer leash if he stays here, sure. I would think.
Sure, so but just, that's not how guys think about themselves. Everybody thinks that they can do it, whatever that it is.
He beat him 5 times this year. Like, he has a better team right now. I just feels weird to kind of restart when this is his first job. So
now he has a chance to go to one of the premier jobs in all of college baseball. I mean, when you look up like best college baseball programs all time, it's a little tricky with the job thing because, you know, Southern Cal's won 12 titles, 21 appearances, College World Series, but they haven't won one since 1998. They haven't even, you know, made the tournament. Last time they made the tournament was like 2015, I think. And they haven't been back to
Omaha Southern Cal
since. Yeah, this is Southern Cal.
It's like UCLA men, but basketball.
They haven't been to the College World Series since 2001. I mean, it's been 20 years. So, you kind of got to throw that out. Texas has 6 titles, 35 appearances. Obviously, they're power program. And then LSU is 3rd on this list. Also 6 titles, 18 appearances.
Mm-hmm.
Then it kind of goes from there. So, I mean, you could make the case that LSU is the top job or one of the top.
I don't disagree with that. I just, if I'm Tony V and I can get, you know, similar money here, not have to go and, you know, hire a new staff and I don't know. I just, we'll see. It'll be up to him. Travis has chimed in, says Southern Cal baseball is like Tennessee football. It's probably fair. Mm-hmm. 98 championship.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't sniffed one really since. Good stuff.
Yeah. Come back with more.
Yeah.
Spend my dollar, park in a holler neath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight.
Hour 2 continues live from the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports, Knoxville. It's a game day, and that means it's brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Check them out online at tvacreditunion.com. They got you covered. Anything a bank can do, they can do it for you. tvacreditunion.com to become a member. We're walking to over 30 branches right here in East Tennessee. Man, I'm pumped. I'm pumped for both these baseball games. What's our summary of the weather? We don't think there'll be a problem today in Omaha.
No. Lucky we're doing the afternoon game because in the evening it looks like it's going to be about 50-50 toss-up on storms or no storms with some rain. We'll have some wind from the south-southwest. I don't know if that's pushing out of the park.
If it's southwest, it'll push it kind of out towards left field.
Oh, okay. That ain't too bad. Mid-80s. Feels like 90.
Currently, however, the wind is coming from the southeast, which is straight in. Don't like that.
I don't know. I mean, Texas is typically a pretty good hitting team, aren't they?
No, they're all pitching.
Oh, they're all pitching.
I mean, you know, they're the number 2-3 team in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure they're good, but their pitching is what makes them kind of elite, I guess. Well,
they've not seen the blade.
Blade is good.
There you go.
We need a good performance from Blade Tidwell on the mound today for Tennessee.
Yeah, let's see here. Afternoon, Omaha, partly sunny. Partly sunny, thunderstorms. This says wind out of the south at 11 miles an hour, gust up to 18. Time will tell.
Okay.
Time will tell. Percentage of cloud. Where are you at, Hickman, on the cloud?
Earlier I saw about 20% chance of clouds.
20% chance of clouds. Got it.
And that's pretty consistent throughout the entire game time, 2 to 5 p.m. that is.
When you say clouds, is that all clouds or just threatening clouds? Just like clouds that could rain?
Threatening clouds.
Okay.
Like, it doesn't matter. Like, I mean, if it's a blue sky kind of day, clear clouds, you know?
Yeah, that doesn't.
Clear clouds.
Yeah, fluffy
You can't see them. Invisible clouds.
Fluffy, marshmallowy-like clouds are not threatening at all.
Okay.
We're talking dark clouds.
So we're looking for marshmallow clouds.
Probably.
Rain clouds. 20% chance of rain clouds. Got it.
Meteorologist Adam Hickman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do not want to see any.
He's Googling clouds.
Cumulonimbus clouds come through Omaha today.
Say it again.
Cumulonimbus.
Nailed it, I think. I don't know. What do you think, Dave? Sounded like you nailed it to me.
Mm. What do you got? You got cirrus stratus, cumulus.
Alto cumulus lenticularis?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's like a circular tornado-like cloud.
Don't want those either.
Mammatus, stratus, contrail. You know what the contrail cloud looks like?
No. Isn't that the long, skinny one?
Yeah, it's just like a straight line. That's pretty impressive. I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah, I got cloud knowledge. I fish. You got to know clouds.
Cloud expert, Houston Chris. Add it to the bio.
I don't like to brag, but I know my clouds.
I feel like in an Omaha type storm, though, you're going to get the wall cloud.
The wall cloud.
Yeah, man. Just a big wall moving in.
Mm.
Well, very flat and hot out there.
Not too hot today. Oh, we got to take care of business. Do we know if we... I know Davey asked this yesterday. Has it been discussed if we are the home team or the away team? Will we be the away team as the lower seed?
Do not know.
Okay.
That's a good question.
Well, I try to ask good questions, you know?
I'd like according to D1 baseball.
Oh, too.
Like, oh, hang on. Let's go back. What day do we play? We played Sunday, right?
Yes.
And if they do this, if they do the score boxes correctly, then we'd be the away team today.
Okay. That makes sense. So we go away gray or away orange? You got to go orange, right? In this one? We have been pretty good in the grays, though. Not going to lie.
Do baseball teams talk about what they're going to wear before the game? It's weird that...
I mean, I'm sure, yeah. I guess.
I mean, you have to when you're the same color. But it was weird to me to see some of the... It's weird to me when college teams, some of them go with the full... I mean, what I would call like the more formal uniform, like either pinstripes all the way up and down or all gray or all white.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes when they go with the white, like for Tennessee, when they go with the white pants and the orange tops, to me that's the more casual kind of the if you're in like a Major League Baseball series, more that's usually like third or fourth game of the homestand or away.
So you're saying our orange tops are informal?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
When it's two-tone, to me, it's more of a casual look than when it's all the same.
So do we need to get some orange pants so it's one?
No, that would be hideous.
It would be hideous?
All orange?
All orange, hideous? Shame on you.
I mean...
It'd look kind of awesome, man. But it'd look kind of awesome.
That's when we go creamsicles. That's why we have those. It's kind of like going all orange, but not really.
Well, I guess we'll just
all cream.
Wait for first pitch and figure it out.
Then we'll know.
Then we will know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we got cloud talk, uni talk. Good.
Yeah, we'll hit a break. We'll come back. We'll get more phone calls on the flip side. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out. Looks like we are the away team. Tony V did say
yep.
press conference we're going to wear orange. So maybe the casual look will have us, you know, a little more. Maybe we're too buttoned up in game one with the all whites. The white, we didn't want to get them dirty, you know, just like playing tight.
What?
Kind of looked like a Dave Hart jumpsuit. Just didn't have the vibe.
What? No.
No?
No.
You like the ice whites?
When you're wearing all white, you kind of want to like stay clean. It gets in your head. You're like, this looks bad if I get it dirty, which Cheese Dallas's butt was just brown three innings in. Like, I don't know if he went in the dugout and just sat on a mound of dirt, but that's what it looked like.
But we're not used to, you know, dirt.
That's true.
It's or like, grass.
Neither is Texas, though, so it's kind of we're kind of in the same ballpark there.
They talked about that before the Texas game. They're like, I wonder if the Texas infielders have trouble with the speed or the, you know, the hops on the dirt. Be a little different.
It was weird. Was it the first inning where that Virginia guy just completely lost the ground ball?
Yes.
No,
it's hit. He's looking up for it, and then he looks down. It's rolling right at him.
Pretty sure that was in the first.
I thought it was early. I went back and rewatched it yesterday.
Why would you rewatch that?
Because you got to learn from your mistakes, Hickman.
You watch the tape,
you burn the tape.
We don't have to learn from anything. Tennessee baseball team has to learn from their mistakes.
Right.
I didn't make
But I got to be I gotta be locked in.
I was locked in.
Apparently not. You're not even watching film.
Mm-hmm.
We got to accurately recall the game. God, we were so close so many times. It made me sick to go back and rewatch it. Runners on third all day.
All day. You got to get a runner in on third. Brutal. Less than two outs. I mean, it just has to happen. Find a way to make contact. Just put the ball in play. Let's go to the phone lines. We've got Westchester on the horn. What's up, buddy? You're on three and out.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Optimism Tuesday. How are we doing today?
Same to you. How are you feeling? We've got a big game today. You going to be you feeling good? You a little nervous?
I'm good. You actually kind of stole the thunder from my call right before you put me on, but I'm not going to let a little things like knowing the facts bother my call. So
okay.
I'm going to go ahead and go with it anyway. Most of y'all are UT fans, or at least pretend to be, and y'all understand that we are the real UT, and we wear orange, and we're going to play the fake UT. We dang sure better wear our orange. And if they want to wear their burnt orange or whatever that crap is, they're welcome to, too. This is 2021. Unless you're living in the woods Kaczynski style, you're not watching this game on a black and white TV. And even if you are, it's baseball. It's two distinct teams and doing two distinct things. They're either fielding the ball or they're hitting the ball or they're running bases. You could wear all white on both teams and you could still follow the game without a problem.
I agree.
It does not matter in baseball, the uniform at all. So, yes, we are the real UT. We dang sure, and I'm happy to hear that we are wearing orange, because that would be such a letdown if we showed up in this classic battle and our choky grays.
I don't know if it's
Our record's the best in the choky grays.
We have played well in them recently, and I have not seen the official uniform tweet, Westchester, so I'm not ready to go and lock it in that we are wearing orange. Tony V did say we're going to wear orange in Omaha. So I'd say there's a chance.
I want orange pants. I want orange socks. I want orange shoes. I want head-to-toe orange.
Me too. Even though Hickman thinks it's tacky.
If we're playing anyone else but Texas, I wouldn't really care, and I wouldn't be making this call. But it's just, you know, we gotta show why we're better. But no, as far as the game, I'm optimistic. I think they were a little nervous. I think they were a little proud to be there, and you know,
forgot there was a game to play.
Yeah, baseball's a funny game. For a round ball, it sure does bounce funny sometimes. You know,
well said.
It's one ground ball with eyes. You know, one blooper that just drops in. You know, Tennessee gets one run in that game early, then it's a completely different mindset. I mean, I think that last meeting at the mound with Nunley, I think it was the coach and the infield all get together and say, look, we've given up. We're not burning another pitcher, so this is you. This is all you. So get it done, and let's go back to the hotel and regroup and see what's going to happen the rest of the week. Because I don't know. I mean, it did. I don't like to say it, and it got some pretty negative remarks yesterday, but it was kind of Bruce Pearl Michigan-esque. It was kind of scary. But
yeah, that's why I think – obviously, I want them to win today, but I just wanted to play like the team – I've watched all season.
Yeah, I mean, but the team we've watched all season hasn't lost two games in a row all season.
Correct.
You know, come out. If you lose, you lose. But at least make us proud. And you know, we're proud of them for being there. But you know, let's have a little bit more effort. Let's score a dang run. All right. If we lose, let's lose 2-1. You know, that's fine. But I don't know. I don't think he's going to LSU. I think. You don't want to be the guy, like y'all said, you don't want to be the guy that follows the guy. I think you want to be the guy that follows the guy that follows the guy. But, and I don't want to rehash my call from yesterday on the drive, but the only place I would be worried about him going is Missouri.
Just because of his ties?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think if he got a call to, you know, go meet with them on July 8th, they're going to send a plane, and he walked into their athletic office and they had contracts signed, sealed and delivered to renovate that stadium and what they were going to do, and you know, they matched the pay, that would worry me, because I think he's still, I mean, I'm skeptical about renovation plans, because I haven't heard anything, I haven't seen anything. They're certainly not moving any dirt, you know. I'm not saying they're not going to renovate it, but boy, they're sure not making it real public.
No, that's true. And maybe they're waiting, you know, to release anything until they know they've got their coach locked down, because you'd hate
to They're not going to have a coach lockdown if they don't release anything.
Well,
right?
Hopefully behind closed doors, you know, they're drawing up renderings and showing him what he could possibly have, what's realistic, what's maybe, you know, 3, 4, 5 years down the road, that type of stuff. Because if you're not talking to him at all about stadium renovations, you're not going to keep him. If you're not serious about it, like, you're not going to keep him. At least not, you know, the next 3 years.
I mean, we know all about building a new stadium and then a surrounding small suburb, you know, in the old city. We've all seen those pictures, but mm-hmm. all we've seen in baseball is one rendering from like 3 or 4 years ago.
Right.
I mean, I'd like to see them get real serious real fast about stadium renovations. That's the one thing that worries me. And let me give you guys a little hint, and I know y'all know this. It's not just keeping Vitello. It's hiring the next guy if we don't get serious quick.
Yep. Yep.
All right, guys. Have a good show. Go Balls.
Thanks, Westchester. Appreciate the phone call. Well, that's the thing. That's why I didn't understand the, hey, you got to spend the money on Vitello. People were like, well, it's too much. You're going to have to pay the next guy if you want a good one.
Yep.
Might as well not take the gamble. Like, you've got a good coach. Go ahead and pay this guy because he's proven that he's worth it. And the stadium does need to be bigger. And it needs to be better. What?
It was just the way Westchester obviously ended the call with Go Vols, but did you guys see Marsha Blackburn's tweet yesterday or two mm-hmm. days ago?
No.
I'll read it to you real quick because I pulled it up. The game is not over. This is Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee. The game is not over until it's over. Great game from Vanderbilt last night. Tennessee is cheering you on this afternoon. Go Vols.
What?
I mean, I can read it again, but it...
Yeah, I saw Tennessee fans complaining about their family members pulling for Vanderbilt because they're also from the state of Tennessee.
But I don't think Marsha Blackburn realizes that Tennessee and Vanderbilt are separate teams at the moment.
Oh, you don't think so at all?
She might know they're separate teams. But
when was this tweeted?
Actually, this was tweeted Sunday.
Wait. So, for the Tennessee game, it was tweeted?
I guess.
Maybe she just didn't want to make sure she didn't leave any Tennesseans out.
Yeah, like Tennessee is cheering for you, like the state, its people.
The game is not over until it's over. Great game from Vanderbilt last night. Tennessee is cheering you on this afternoon. Go Vols. And it links to an article about the 12-inning game hitting win for Vanderbilt.
Yeah, I think so.
Was it before the Tennessee game? On Sunday? So she's saying...
No, it was during the game.
Okay, yeah. She's saying the game's not over. Vanderbilt came back and won. So the game's not over till it's over, Vols, basically. Vanderbilt came back and won last night. So hopefully Tennessee will do the same. Go Vols.
Go Vols.
It still looks stupid.
Yeah, it's not well worded. Yes.
I agree with you, but I'm just trying to decode the message there. So the whole, like, you don't want to be the guy that follows the guy thing, I don't think that really applies at LSU baseball. Skip Bertman is their legendary coach. He's there from 84 to 2001. The daggum field is named after him, I believe. It's the stadium is, of course, the box, you know, Alex Box Stadium. It's Skip Bertman Field. He won five of their six national championships. Palmieri won one in 2009. The guy that went after Skip Bertman was Smoke Laval, and that's following the guy right there. Smoke Laval went to Omaha back-to-back years after taking over mm-hmm. from the legend. But because they got bounced 0-2 in both years, the fans said that wasn't good enough, and when he had a couple of years where they, you know, didn't make Omaha, that was it. He was done. 4 years and out.
That's what my fear would be for Tony. Like, I get they've got a lot of young talent, but you don't make Omaha in your first or second year, and then if you haven't done it by you're done. You're out.
Yeah. That wouldn't be my fear. That would be what I would hope for. I'll be willing to admit
it. He's
saying
if he's Tony Vitello.
Yeah.
Houston's saying, if I'm Tony Vitello, that would be my fear. The expectations are almost unrealistic.
And that I haven't built this roster, and I go in and I don't have a chance.
I don't have enough time.
I took it as you were looking like if...
Well, if he goes, obviously we'll hope he fails. Yeah. He's at LSU. Sorry, that's just the way sports
are.
That's
business, man.
Yeah.
No, sorry. I'm not... I like the guy. I appreciate, you know, all the time he spends on this station. But if he goes to LSU, I mean... If it's a game that in any way could impact Tennessee's standings, I'm going to be rooting against LSU.
I mean, Palmieri won the 2009 national championship. They went to three College World Series after that, 13, 15, and 17. Obviously didn't win any of those. Finished second in 17, not close the other 2 years. So, yeah, I mean, I think the expectation will be to, you know, make it Omaha every few years and win a natty you know, at least once during your tenure to keep kind of the latest going. But you're not really following like their all time. It's not like following, you know, Bear Bryant or whatever. I
mean, right.
Skip Bertman. Following him was the ultimate kind of death nail. I mean, you've already seen that play out. I think it's going to boil down to how much does he love Tennessee. It's, I mean, LSU's LSU. It's obviously a big step up in prestige. Probably going to be a step up in money. And all the, you know, all the rest of resources. But does he want to be the face of Tennessee baseball, hopefully for a very long time, and play it that way? Final segment, hour two, next.
Forgotten I, Joe, I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? But I've been forgotten I, Joe.
Final segment, hour number two, game day edition, Optimism Tuesday edition of Three and Out. I'm Nate Hodges alongside Houston Kress. We got Davey, we got Adam getting set for Tennessee, Texas. 2 o'clock first pitch from Omaha, Nebraska. What if Tony goes, we're not wearing orange today because we are going to wear orange in Omaha and we're not done yet.
Throws the grays on?
Be a pretty ballsy move, especially if they win, come through for him.
It'd be a pretty good story.
It would. If you lose, though, it'll look rough.
Let's not even.
Okay. We'll just see what they wear.
We're going up against the fastball guy. We love fastballs.
I don't think Texas, as the home team, would even want to wear their burnt orange tops. I mean, they probably want to wear
white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess we shall see.
We shall. We shall.
To me, it's weird, though, when one team wears, like, white pinstripe uniforms and the other team wears, like, their solid color. To me, like, when one team wears all white, the other team should wear, like, they're all, like, in the majors, you know, they're all gray.
Mm.
That's why I was asking, like, do they talk more? I don't know.
I'm sure. Or the NCAA might mandate it. Like, hey, you got to wear this or this.
Home team picks, and then the road team kind of has to
fall in line.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big game today. You know it? It's a big deal.
It is.
I've been enjoying this baseball run. I really have.
I don't want it to end.
Before it to end.
Don't want it to end.
Before you got here, Nate and Davey, I asked Houston, I said, is this the last time we see Tony V coach for UT?
Okay. Surely not.
No.
Surely not.
Hopefully in two different ways it's not. Hopefully if they win today, he keeps coaching this year and he's back next year. Dave, you did run that poll question yesterday. How the results turn out?
It's a great question, actually. Let me check in on that.
What was the poll question?
The poll question read, which would you rather have happen?
Oh.
There is no option C. The options were win a natty and lose Tony, or lose tomorrow and keep Tony Vitello.
Mm-hmm.
Lose tomorrow and keep Tony Vitello was 64% of the votes.
I think you have to take a guaranteed national championship.
That's what I voted for, guaranteed natty this year.
But if you keep Tony V, you might win two out of the next three.
It's not guaranteed.
I know it's not guaranteed.
You might not ever make it back to Omaha.
Baseball is not happening.
If I'm presented with the national championship, I'm of the mindset to take the national championship.
Even if it guarantees losing the coach that won it for you.
If my team can win a national championship, I don't have an issue in thinking they can get whoever their next guy is or whoever they want to be the next guy. The program's built up at that point. You should be fine.
I don't know. I like sustained success, though. I feel like Tony provides that. I don't want to be the flash in the pan. Well, we won that one national championship 10 years ago, and now no one goes to games, and we stink.
Yeah, but if you let that one guaranteed national championship, if you decline that chance for the rest of Tony V's career, I don't care how good of a coach he is, the chances of him winning a national championship are still significantly less than the chances of him winning it. Like the odds game doesn't play in the favor of winning a national championship for any coach, really, unless you're just Nick Saban.
I mean, if this was football or basketball, I'd probably take the natty just because it's such a big event.
So baseball,
It's fun to be. I just think you'd
rather just be good. Know you're going to be good
and have a chance year in and year out. Now, obviously, you could win the Natty, lose Tony, hire the next guy, and he's just as good.
I mean, he's going to have you competitive, you'd think, right?
I don't know. Maybe. I just like Tony. He's kind of cool. So he comes on the drive, you know.
I don't know if there's any modern examples to point to of this happening.
Coach wins a Natty and then leaves?
Somebody's probably saying majors, but that's not modern era.
A coach has had to win a college national championship or retire, right?
And retire?
That's different.
Yeah, not leave.
I'd have to think about that. Especially if it was his first.
I don't think it's ever happened.
I mean, yeah, it's not common. Like, if you're like,
Jimbo lasted, what, a year or two after he won that one?
I think it was about four.
Was it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the closest thing I can think of, because that's odd. I mean, especially in college football. I mean, you win national championship in college football, like, that buys you a while.
Mm-hmm. Florida State fans were ready to run him out, too.
Oh, no, I know. Yeah. So. That's what kind of made that one weird, too. Has there not been a basketball coach that won a Natty and dipped?
Brad Stevens got close and left for the, like, I mean, like, it's one thing, like, if you leave for the majors.
But, sure, I mean, sure.
Stevens left for the NBA, even though they had lost. I'm trying to think back. He probably had a couple of years after whenever they played UConn, but.
Maybe it is the Natty. Maybe the Natty is the right choice here.
And just to clarify, we're not saying that's likely. I mean, if Tony V wins, like, comes all the way back, wins this national championship at Tennessee, like, he ain't going to LSU.
Don't know. I would hope not. I would hope you hang a national championship. How does it? Yeah, how would that even work? Like, we do the ring ceremony and the banner when they. Yeah, it's like, oh, we got to wait for the LSU game this year. So
it wouldn't even be in Knoxville.
No, it's true. It'd be at LSU.
But that's the thing. You don't have people like this. I mean, this is how I play NCAA football on PlayStation is I get a program to the top, and then I go and I find my next project.
Mm-hmm.
It's not usually how real life works, though.
No.
It's one thing if you've done it numerous times and you're like, all right, this is – I'm a legend here. I just need something new. I need a new project. I need to get a rebuild going somewhere else. That's one thing. But, no, winning your first – after you built that program up, you're not leaving. But for a hypothetical situation, that's not a fun conversation to have.
No, it's not. Thank you for coming up with the hypothetical.
Whatever it takes to get Tony V a Natty before Dave Van Horn, I'm here for it.
But do you really want to celebrate Tony V's Natty knowing that he would be gone?
Yeah, I would gladly celebrate his Natty knowing he'd be gone.
So we get to say, hey, the coach we just lost to LSU is better than your coach. Ha. I'm sorry. That's not going to give me the feel goods.
I mean, Arkansas's never won a national championship.
Neither have we.
We have now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then we lose our coach. So? Like, that's what I'm saying. The first guy to ever do it, and then he wins it, and he's gone.
Yeah, did it. Program still has the trophy.
Yeah, but how stupid would we look? I mean, you win a Natty. How on earth do you even lose the coach at that point?
I wasn't taking it as he just goes straight to LSU. I was just thinking he's just. Gone.
We
would find a new good coach. I'm sure Alex Lovelady would come on the drive. I mean, it'd be all right.
Yeah, I'm sure he's a real barrel laughs.
What if he becomes the Kansas City Royals manager? Does that make you feel better instead?
Oh, yeah, that would be. Yeah. Yeah. But in my head, the only school I can even think of right now is LSU. It's like, I mean, it's kind of the hot topic.
What if he just says
retires?
What if he just
I'm 42. I just wanted to win a Natty. I'm going and hanging out with my parents.
I just wanted to prove I could do it, and I'm headed Wyoming to a farm.
Moves back into his parents' basement.
He gets that 38% bonus. And you know what? I don't want to raise.
Sells the Maserati. Just buys a horse.
Travis Cabbage says Roy Williams left Kansas for North Carolina after going to back-to-back Final Fours. Someone said Nick Saban, but Nick Saban actually stayed at LSU 1 year after. He went 9-3 the year after winning a Natty.
Those are pretty good examples, though. Gotta hand it to the 37 on that.
Gene Chizik won a Natty at Auburn, but then went like 4-8 and got fired. So he came back.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Wasn't that what happened?
I thought there were 2 years.
Was it two? So it was like 8-4, then 4-8?
And then they brought back Gus.
The Gus Buzz.
because everyone's like, well, we haven't been good since our OC left.
True.
We'll go bring him back. Vandy got him back to a national championship. Didn't win it, but
close.
Worked out for a while.
Kelvin Benjamin. Big guy, hard to guard.
He was a bust.
He kept getting hurt, didn't he?
He kept getting fat.
Yeah, it happens. Eddie Lacy. Others. China food.
I think Kelvin actually got a workout as a tight end this offseason.
Well, yeah. As big as he got, why wouldn't you give that a shot?
Tim Tebow out here inspiring everybody to move to tight end.
He's an inspiration.
Yeah, how have the reports been from Jags camp? Is he balling out?
I thought I saw one that he's been pretty good.
He's got a chance just because the rest of their tight ends suck so bad.
Pleasantly surprised.
Good room to walk into. Davey, how's the depot coming along?
Yeah, you ready? Sure. You got a movie review set?
No.
You want headlines again?
No.
Whoa.
Do you have any
curveball?
Do you not know yet, or is it just not going to be one of those two?
It's not going to be one of those two.
Special but surprise.
But you're ready for the depot?
Yes.
Is it just going to be story time with Davey?
It's not.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it'll just.
You have to think of a title here in the next 3 minutes.
Oh, it's got a title.
You'll have to stick around to find out, folks.
I don't like this. I don't know whether to be excited or terrified.
Probably terrified.
Yep.